Welcome back to the Golf Shop. Mark Greenhalgh, Mike Frascina. This segment is brought to you by Greensboro Tractor. Mow like a pro, get the Kubota Commander from Greensboro Tractor. It's the homeowner's ultimate zero-turn radius mower. Greensboro Tractor and Kubota make jobs easier. Log on to greensborotractor.com. Joining us now, we have someone who's been winning a couple times this year on the Champions Tour, Mr. Billy Andre. Billy, welcome into the Golf Shop.
Well, thanks. How you guys doing?
Man, we're doing awesome. Tell me, little success going on. You won the Bowen Classic a couple weeks back, the last tournament on the Champions Tour. Won back in April at the Bass Pro Shops Legends of Golf. Not a bad year so far, huh?
It's been great, actually. I can't complain. It's my second year on the tour, and last year I did not win. I came close. I lost a playoff to couples in Calgary, but this year, to win with Joe Durant was an honor. It was awesome to win with a partner like that, and in such a big event like the Legends of Golf in Branson at the Bass Pro Shops. But you want to win on your own. So the Bowen Classic was great. I've never been out to see. I never played the course before. I got there, the day before the tournament. And played in the pro-am, and really did not know what to expect. At the time I was just going from Rhode Island to our house there, driving a sexy minivan back to Atlanta with the dog and my son, and then taking my daughter to college. So when I got to Seattle, I really hadn't practiced much in the last couple weeks since Calgary, but everything fell into place. I felt fortunate coming down a stretch that nobody really made a big move. I was playing with Bernhard in the last group, and I thought Freddie or I thought somebody up ahead was going to maybe post a 10 under, 11 under, and I was 9 with a couple shot lead. And, very fortunate that Bernhard did not eagle the last hole, so all I had to do was 2-putt from 15 feet, which was. I felt like I could do that. I felt like that, that you guys could do that from 15 feet. It was not that hard. So, ecstatic to win on my, on my own, win an individual tournament, and really looking forward to the rest of the year.
Well, Billy, coming in so cold, though. I mean, like you said, you hadn't practiced. You'd been riding around a minivan, dropping your kid off at college, never seen the course before. I mean, have you thought about to what you might be able to attribute that success? Because that's probably not the formula. I mean, did the course match your skill set? I mean, how does it just come together for you like that?
Yeah, it's such a great question. I when I got to Seattle, I ran into Brant Packer, who's producing the show for the Golf Channel, and we ended up going to dinner. And he said, "So, what do you think of your chances this week?" I said, "Well, Brant," and I explained to him what I have done, just like I just explained to you guys. And I said, "I don't know. I can't really tell you." And the golf course kind of, fit my eye, I guess. It was, I won there. I won in Seattle. Fred Couples had a big pro-am, a two-day event that he hosted back in the mid-90s. So I played the PGA there at Sahali. So I've won there before, and I had thought of that. And I just said, maybe, let's go out and see what happens this week. And the first day I was one over after 10 holes and played the last 8 4 under, shot 3 under, and went out on Saturday and shot 65 and had a 3-shot lead. So it was, that was fantastic to have a 3-shot lead. But then I make a triple bogey on the fourth hole in the final round, and next thing anybody can win this thing. So to answer your question, you never know in golf. In golf, it's such a fickle game. I can't tell you how many times I've gone into tournaments. I've gone into major tournaments where, I felt like, this could be my week to win and then go out and miss the cut. And then, I've gone into tournaments where, I don't really feel like I've prepared or I've had, a lot of success on the course or, I'm not playing very well going in. And then you have a great week and you either win or you almost win. So, it's hard to predict. It's hard, that's what makes golf so great, that you just don't you just don't know when it's going to happen. And, you know, I was very fortunate that it happened out there, and unfortunate that now we have, you know, such a long layover till the first tee, the Nature Valley first tee tournament at Pebble Beach for me is coming up in a couple weeks. We were supposed to go to China, the Champions Tour, and Taizhen, China, and that's where the explosions happened, and all those people, didn't make it. So it was probably a good thing that the Champions Tour decided not to go there. But it was going to be the first time that we were going to play there, and it was a big deal for them. It was a big deal for us, and so we have an extra week off, and then we get back into it at Pebble Beach in a couple weeks.
Again, we're talking with Champions Tour player Billy Andrade, and four-time winner on the PGA Tour, now two-time winner on the Champions Tour. Give us a feel, because you're a new guy, fairly new guy out there, like you're about a little over a year and a half out there. We've talked to other Champions Tour guys before. How much more fun do you get to have on the Champions Tour than you did on the regular tour?
Well, you know, I thought Tom Lehman, when I asked him about it before I got on the Champions Tour, I asked him, like, what's it like? And his comment I thought was perfect. He said, you know, on the regular tour, you're grinding. You're trying to, you know, make a living. You're trying to, you want to make money so you can take care of your family. You got a lot of pressures on you coming from outside of just making birdies and making pars. But on the Champions Tour, he said it perfect. He said, you know, you've already proven yourself as a great player. And now it's just gravy. Now you just go out with your friends and you play different places, not every week, but almost every week. And you, there's less pressure, less of an edge. It's more fun. It's more like when I first turned pro, when I first been on the tour in the late 80s. It really wasn't about the money. It was just about, you know, trying to be a great golfer. And to me, that's what this tour is all about. You know, the guys that were not as happy back in those days or happier today. And everybody kind of like, you know, roots for each other. You still have to play unbelievable golf. I mean, you know, to win, you have to shoot screaming low and, you know, you have to play great. But there's a little more camaraderie. There's a little more, rooting each other on. And you know, the one thing I thought that's pretty interesting and, you know, a year and a half out here on the Champions Tour, I haven't seen a whole lot of teachers. I haven't seen a whole lot of sports psychologists. I haven't seen, you know, it's kind of like getting back to that pure golf the way we grew up. There's no circus, there's no, you know, entourages, there's none of that the PGA Tour has today. It's just a different animal, and it's something that, hey, you know what, when I turned 50 and I got on the Champions Tour, I really wanted to thank Sam Snead and Bob Golby and Don January and all the guys that started, Arnold Palmer, that started the Champions Tour back in the late 70s. I can't believe in 2015 that I'm a part of this, because it's pretty special. It's like no other tour. It's like no other sport. You can't turn the clock back. You can't go back and play in any other sport. You can't put the pads on. You can't get on the hockey rink. You can't, you know, tennis tries, but it just doesn't work because it's you know, the endurance factor. But on the on the Champions Tour, you can. So it's fantastic, and I'm just having a blast.
Well, and for those of us who grew up watching in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, I mean, this is now the tour of our heroes. I mean, these are heroes of our youth, and it's so great to see you guys really enjoying each other, enjoying the game, the camaraderie, as you say. I mean, is there a secret handshake? Was there some hazing involved when you joined in? I mean, is it really just that much more fun?
Well, you know, when I first got on the tour, it was like things that are different from the Champions Tour than the regular tour. When you go in the scores tent on a Champions Tour, there's three sets of reading glasses for the guys to get their scores right. You don't have that on the regular tour. And on the Champions Tour, you go in the fitness van, and you may have Jay Haas taking a nap instead of working out. You may have guys snoring. You know, you never saw that on the regular tour. It's just so much fun. Everybody has a great time with it, and I'd tell anybody to come out and watch us, because it's a lot of fun, and you know us because you've watched us your whole life growing up.
Well, can you confirm or deny that the PGA Tour got rid of drug testing on the Senior Tour just because all they ever found was Grey Goose and Cialis?
That's really funny. I like that.
But am I wrong?
That's really funny. I don't know about Cialis, but maybe, you know, the alcohol in the old days was prevalent. But, you know, guys today, I mean, it's pretty competitive. You know, this guy from Germany, Bernhard Langer, is pretty damn impressive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's tough to beat. So, you know, we have some great players, and everybody has a good time with it. And I'll tell you, I'm just so, like I said, I pinch myself. I'm so fortunate to be able to be a part of it and be exempt and be able to play. And, you know, it's a second lease on life. I love it.
Well, I mean, when you went out to finish that round with Bernhard, were you glad it wasn't a sit-ups contest or squats?
No, I think I could handle, I can go with him there.
Nice.
I don't have a problem.
Very
he's
nice.
57. He's 57. Remember, I'm 51.
Yeah, but he's got some kind of weird time machine.
That is
yeah,
true.
He does. Yeah, he's pretty fit guy. But he's you know, he's an idol. He's one of the best. You know, I'm just fortunate to be able to play with him and hang with him and lucky to beat him this past tournament.
Hey Billy, you and Brad Faxon have to be pretty proud of you know, you're the host every year of the CVS Health Charity Classic in Rhode Island, and from where that tournament's come from. I think my dad was a former head pro at Alpine Country Club in Rhode Island, and I think he played in one of the first ones out there when y'all had it, but that event's come a long way, hasn't it?
It sure has. You know, it's you know, you talk about pinching yourself. It's pretty amazing. You know, this year was our 17th year. We've raised over we're going to go over $19 million that we've given away to charity.
Wow.
It's really, for a little state like Rhode Island, you know, to have, you know, some you know, nice, really nice golf pros that have embraced it, and then, you know, everybody, you know, with CVS, with all the volunteers that help us out, you know, with your dad coming over and playing with all the club pros and stuff. I mean, it's kind of like a family affair. It's really something. It's always seems like it's, you know, we have our tournament at the end of June, which is kind of like the beginning of summer up in New England, up in Rhode Island, and it's been a great run. We're still going strong. We're really excited that we are able to make an impact to so many people, so many children that are less fortunate in our area. And I really, you know, I do pinch myself. It's a really great event, and if you've never been there, you should come to Rhode Island in late June and watch us play.
Yeah, and ironically enough, you know, Bill Haas and Jay Haas are past champions. So, you know, we got a little President's Cup mojo going on there.
Yeah, we do. Actually, if you look at the past champions list of our tournament, it's a who's who. So it's a lot of great players. Unfortunately, though, Bill has been my partner. I've never won my own tournament. I've had Bill as my partner like three times. And, you know, the best we've done is finished second, but I don't know, maybe next year. Webb Simpson played this year. We had Webb and Bill play together. Maybe a little hint of President's Cup or Ryder Cup down the road, and they didn't play very good. So, but we've had a lot of great players that have played, and it's like I said, it's a heck of an event.
Well, Billy, we really appreciate you hopping on with us tonight, and we look forward for some more good stuff, more good play out of you coming up.
All right. Well, you guys take care, and thanks for having me. And what can I say? Keep your head down and don't get mad with the game. Because you guys, I feel like you guys kind of get mad when you don't play well.
Oh, I do.
I'm mad all the time.
All right. You guys take care.
All right,
take
thanks,
care.
Billy.
Good night.
That's Champions Tour player Billy Andre joining us. So yeah. Good stuff there. Like you said, I mean, Stricker, Haas, Kuchar, J.B. Holmes, Nick Price, David Toms, Bubba Watson, Stuart Sink, DeMarco. All these guys have won his tournament.
But yeah.
Him and Faxon have never won it.
Crazy talent list there.
Maybe they ought to get better partners next time.
And they have a real commitment to giving back, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Anyway, that's our second segment of the evening. Coming up next, we're going to have, and I'm having trouble with the guy's name.
Noah Sowski
is going to join us. He just had a little tournament up there in Boston.
Big-time tournament.
So he's the director of golf up there at TPC Boston. We'll hear what he had to say. Maybe do a little post-mortem on the golf tournament.
Absolutely.
Mark Greenhouse, Mike Fersino, you're listening to the Golf Shop Radio Network.